We like the word imagination.
我们喜欢这个词, 想象力。
Look at the beautiful flowers right in front of us.
我们看一下这样美丽的花，花在我们面前。
I appreciate Ida and the flower team that you know, you can make peacock feathers mats with flowers.
我们很羡慕这个做花的团队，他们能够把简单的花能够变得这么美丽。
Every week something new.
每一个星期呢，就有什么一些新事情会发生。
Because it requires imagination.
因为需要呢我们的想象力。
To imagine something means that we go beyond just what we can see with the eyes and see what is possible.
想象呢就是让我们超过我们眼睛能够看到的，让我们能够去用我们的想象力去思想。
Nancy and I, we live in our home for 21 years in Washington, D.C.
我的太太 Nancy 和我呢，在华盛顿 D.C. 我们的家呢已经住了20多年了。
So in this 21 years, what we've done is we've done, I think, 5 renovations.
在这个21年的时间里呢，我们做了5次的房子的更新。
The first 10 years we didn't do anything because we didn't have money to do anything.
前10年呢，我没有做任何事情，因为我们没有金钱呢来做这个更新。
But then on our 10th year, Nancy's mother got sick and had to move in to be with us.
那第十年的时候呢， Nancy 的母亲呢生病了，她必须呢跟我们一起来住。
So out of necessity, we have to create a room to make a new bathroom to remodel the house.
因为我这样的话，我们就必须呢为她的母亲呢做一个房间也做一个厕所。
As the ministry of the church expanded, we have to tear down a kitchen wall and make the kitchen and the dining room larger.
那我们的施工扩展以后呢，我们必须把一个墙打通使那个我们的厨房呢更大。
The house outside remains the same, but inside things have changed.
这个房子在外表看呢，好像没有改变，但是在里边呢已经有很大的改变了。
For us to think about changing something, you start with imagination. How would this place look with new allocation of furniture and things?
对于我们来说呢，如果我们从要改变呢，我们是从我们的想象开始的。我们要想象出来这个房子怎么样做，怎么样改变它改变以后是什么样子。
I believe this applies to the church.
我相信呢，这也能够应用到我们的教会。
Come October, we would be 34 years as a church.
到来的八月份呢，是我们的教会呢成立了34年的时间了。
Now think about the past 34 years. A lot of changes have happened.
我们回想起来呢，这34年的时间。已经我们经历了很多很多的改变。
Even the congregation, our numbers have changed.
即使这我们的人出席的人数也在改变。
But we are looking at what God can do as we think about, we imagine what is to come.
但是我们来想象一下，神会怎么样做事情，让我们想象我们将要发生的改变。
Now this morning we read from Luke chapter 5.
今天早晨呢，我们一起来读了《路加福音》第五章。
The background of this was Jesus' call Levi or Matthew to follow him.
这五章的背这些圣经的背景呢，这段圣经的背景呢，是耶稣基督呢，叫利未人呢，来跟随他。
The Pharisees and religious leaders were not happy.
这个法利赛人呢。和这些犹太人的领袖呢，他们不高兴了。
They question Jesus.
他们质问耶稣基督。
Using religious technicality and legalism to question him, using the term fasting, the practice of fasting.
这个些犹太人的宗教主义者，他们呢就来质问耶稣说：“你知道？” 要禁食祷告吗？
So we have read that, so I will not reread this passage. 刚才我们念过，
我们刚才已经念过了，所以我们不再重新再读这段圣经。
So when we think about this, the issue really Jesus is saying it's not about fasting.
耶稣基督在这里讲的问题呢，不是关于禁食祷告不禁食祷告。
It really is about something else.
实际上是关乎另外的事情。
So Jesus is basically presenting to them what is new cannot be placed in something that is old.
实际上耶稣基督在说呢，新的东西呢是不能够与旧的东西合在一起的。
So he gave two illustrations. You don't put a new patch of cloth into an old garment.
耶稣基督呢用两个比喻，他说你不会把新的布呢，缝在旧衣身上。
Because it would tear apart.
因为呢，会把旧的衣裳呢也带破了。
The word there is it does not match.
这个在这里用这个词，它不相称。
The original language is sympatheo, like sympathy or symphony. It does not match.
在原文里呢，这个不相称这个意思呢是。不和谐不统一。
And we know how that is today about matching things.
我们今天呢我们都知道怎么样能配合一些事情。
The other thing about putting new wine into new wineskin.
另外一个比喻呢是把新酒呢要放在新皮带里边。
So in the old days, the wineskin is really made out of goat skins.
在那个时代呢，这个酒袋呢是用这个羊皮来做的。
And so it's all sewn up. They took the skin and just sew up the leg quarters and the head and the tail, and then they pour wine into it.
就是把一个羊皮呢，把它的缝在一起，把头和脚缝在一起呢，成为一个酒袋。
Now,I don't drink wine, but for those who are used to drinking wine, you know, wine, it ferments.
我不喝酒，但是对于你们中间可能有些人喝酒呢，酒呢是为了一个喜庆的 ferment.
Fermentation basically releases gas.
酒呢要发酵，所以呢这个发酵的酒呢会释放出来一些气体。
You know how it is when gas it expands the covering, the wine skin.
当酒发酵的时候呢，发出气体会膨胀。
So after a while, the wine skin would be expanded to its limit.
过一段时间呢，这个酒的膨胀呢就超出了这个酒袋的这个极限。
So the leather, the skin actually becomes worn and brittle.
如果这个酒的皮带呢变了被磨损了就会出现问题。
So Jesus is saying that, you know, the new wine cannot possibly be put into this something that is old and brittle.Because it will break and you lose both the wineskin and the wine.
耶稣基督在这里教导我们呢，新的酒呢，你是不能够搁到旧皮袋里的，这样的又脆又硬的皮袋里边，这样它会把皮袋胀裂。
So what does Jesus mean here when he talked to the Pharisees?
当耶稣基督讲这个两个比喻，对法利赛人讲，他是什么意思呢？
See, the Pharisees were very legalistic. You have to fast at least two times a week.
这个法利赛人呢，他们是很律法主义的，他们每个星期呢禁食两次。
And it's all about ritual. It's the way you do things.
这个耶稣基督讲这个比喻呢，是要告诉我们要怎么样做新事。
We can be very legalistic and ritualistic in our religious practice.
我们可以很宗教律法主义来做事情。
Sometimes we set rules to say you have to do it this way.
啊，有些时候呢，我们啊设立一些规则啊，我们必须要这样来做事。
And so Jesus challenged them.
啊，耶稣基督呢就挑战他们。
He said, "Okay, I'm bringing in a new way of living."
耶稣基督说，我要带来给你们一个新的生活方式。
I'm introducing a new way of having a relationship with God.
我要带给你们一个新的方法，让你们来与神建立关系。
So this relationship with God has very little to do with what's legal and what's ritual.
啊，这个新的方法与神建立关系呢，是与旧的宗教主义、律法主义呢是没有任何的关系。
And your relationship with God really is not based on what you can do for your own salvation.
啊，你的与神的关系呢，是与你能够做什么一点关系都没有，是完全是靠着神的恩典。
So it is God's work rather than our work.
所以是完全是神的工作。不是我们自己的努力。
Have you thought about that in your own relationship with God?
你们想象一下，你们与个人每个人与神的关系了吗
？How are you following God?
你们是怎么样来跟随耶稣基督的呢
？When we read the Bible, do we do it out of duty or out of joy of getting to know God?
当我们读神的话语的时候，是出于我们的责任呢，还是出于？渴慕神的话语，要与神建立关系呢
？When we pray to God, do we just recite or read a prayer, or does it come from our inner heart of knowing God?
当我们向神祷告的时候，你是出于只是一个一个形式去背一些祷告的经文，还是出于你真心的神的灵感动你向神来讲话呢
？God is in the business of creating new things.
神在这里要做一件新事。
So last Sunday there was a visitor here.
啊，上一星期呢，我们有一个讲员一个访问的讲员。
不是访问讲员，是来宾。
哦，有一个来宾。
Okay.
上星期有一个来宾。
I'm thankful that I heard from Zi Ping and that this Friday you led her to the Lord. Yeah.So, 感谢主，这星期五这个姐妹她就决志信主。
哦，我们感谢啊。
So we are thankful for that. Because the Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ, the new has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
圣经告诉我们，若有人在耶稣基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，万事都是新的了。
Now this person has been in the U.S. for a long time, but having heard the gospel has now changed her life to be a follower of Jesus.
这位姊妹呢，她来美国已经很多年了，但是她不认识主，但是今天呢，她接受了主，她就是一个新造的人了。
My friends, you may have been a follower of Jesus for some time.
啊。我们中间有些人呢，已经做主耶稣的门徒有一段的时日了。
But God wants you to change the way you think.
但是神要让你们呢，来改变你们的思想。
He wants to change the way you react and respond.
还要让你改变你做事反应对事情反应的方式。
God wants to change the inner heart.
神要让改变我们内心世界。
And so God is saying, I'm doing a new thing, and are you able to see it?
神在说，我要做一件新事，你要能够看见。
The hard thing for us when we think about something new is change. We don't want to change.
啊，对我们比较难的事情呢，是改变。
We resist change because we are so used to how things have been going.
我们拒绝改变，因为我们是很熟悉我们以前的做事的方式，我们已经习惯了。
This is something new, so things have to change.
但是神在向我们讲话说，你必须要改变，因为这是一个新事。
Your priorities will have to change. Your methodology of doing things will have to change.
啊， 你的做事的优先次序要改变，你做事的方式要改变。
There's a price to pay to be stretched by God.
啊，我们要付上一些代价，当神要扯拉我们的时候。
There's a wonderful thing when God stretches us.
啊，当神去把我们拉伸的时候呢，是一个很美妙的事。
Because it stretches your faith.
因为神在扯拉我们的信心，让我们的信心成长。
Our son just called us this past weekend from San Jose.
啊，我的儿子呢，从San Jose 呢。跟我打电话。
He's pastoring a church and he's doing a building program.
啊，他在牧养一个教会，这个教会呢在做一个建堂的施工。
So he's saying, I'm really feel my faith is being tested.
他就跟我讲说，我真的感受到我的信心被挑战。
So they had done a church building program and it cost over $1 million.
他们这个建堂的施工呢，要花费100万。
And just to build the foundation, just to clear and to get the permits, over $1 million.
哦，只是建这个地基呢，就要100万。
Well, he said the deadline is coming by the end of July, early August. We still need $65,000.
啊，他说这个期限呢，叫七月底八月初呢，我们就。需要500万、50万的经费，
六万五。Okay. So, but the challenge was this: they want to do all of this without borrowing. They have raised over $900,000 in cash.
他做这件事情呢，没有借任何的钱，他们已经筹集到九十万。
So he begins to question himself.
他开始啊，开始。问自己一个问题。
Was this a wise move? 这个是正确的想法吗？
我这样的想法是正确的吗？
Okay. Is it wise that we say we pay this off in cash? Is it a matter of pride? Or is it not being practical? We could have just borrowed money.
他说我们把这样的用现金来付，是不是很智慧呢？是不是超出于我们的自己的骄傲呢？
So the deadline is approaching, and he needs $65,000.
啊，现在呢，这个最后的期限要到了，他需要呢，65,000块钱。
I don't know how it would turn out.
我不知道最后结果会什么样子。
But we encourage him that, you know, what God started to do with you, he will help to accomplish.
啊，我鼓励他说，神在你生命中，神在教会中开始施工呢，他必要成就。
In our life, personal life, and the life of the church, it will always be like this.
在我个人的生活中，在我所牧养的教会的生活中呢，神一直是这样的。
Faith will always be challenged.
啊，我们的信心呢是会不断的被挑战的。
So we ask ourselves, am I ready for chains?
我们问我们自己，我们是不是预备好了
？What
来做改变
？What price am I willing to pay for these chains?
我们愿意为这个改变付上什么样的代价
？I think as a church, we are going through that transition.
我认为我想呢作为一个教会，我们愿意来做这样的一个过渡。
Look at the sign right behind me. It's the theme of this church for 2019. Arise and build.
在我背后呢，我们有我们这个教会2019年的我们的主题是起来建造。
We've gone through some tough time, but we will arise and we will build.From Nehemiah.
我们教会呢，以前呢，经历了一些很艰难的事情，但是呢，我们靠着神的恩典呢，我们学习耶利米呢，我们起来建造。
To reimagine the church is to rethink how we do church.
啊，我们重新思想啊，怎么样来建造教会？就是我们重新要来做我们教会的施工。
Every church is different. Every church is unique.
啊，每一个教会呢都是不同的，每一个教会呢也是独一的，有个性的。
So we cannot just copy another church.
啊，我们不能够只是简单的仿造模仿另外一个教会。
Well, how does this church look like?
啊，那我们来想象一下，我们的教会应该是一个什么样子呢？
Well, I'm very thankful that the governing board, the elders and the board members, and many of you participated in 3 months of doing an assessment.Of the health of this church.
啊，我很感谢主呢。这个理事会和这个领同工，我很多中间的人呢，经历了3个月，我们一起来重新的来评估我们的教会。
So we've seen in the church bulletin this mission statement of the church.
啊，所以你会看到在我们教会的这个周报上呢。有一个我们新的教会的一个使命的宣言。
Our mission as a church is to glorify God.
我们教会的使命呢是要荣耀神。
We do this by connecting people to God and to one another.
我们荣耀神呢是让我们与神连接，也与人连接。
We will grow as authentic followers of Jesus Christ.
我们要让我们成长为一个神的真实的门徒。
We will impact our community both locally and globally.
啊，我们要影响我们的世代。
But this is more than just talk.
这不仅仅只是一个讲法。
I'd like to see our church really practice this, put this mission to work, and that requires each one of us.
我希望呢，这呢不仅仅是一个讲说法，而让我们真的教会呢，真的去实践这样的一个使命的宣言。
In the church, there are 5 biblical purpose, and this mission statement encompass all 5.
啊，我们总结下来呢，有5点呢，我们的信仰宣言。
To glorify God reflects the purpose of worship.
啊，我们。来荣耀神呢，能够反映我们的教会的敬拜的目的。
灵人归主，这是传福音的目的。Okay, so the second one, to connect people to God reflects the purpose of evangelism. To connect people to one another reflects the purpose of fellowship.
好，彼此连接呢是团契的使命。
To grow as followers of Jesus Christ reflects the purpose of discipleship.
跟随耶稣呢是门徒的本分。
To impact our community reflects the purpose of missions.
造福社区呢是宣教的使命。
5 things that are essential in the life of the church.
这五点呢是我们对我们教会的生命呢是核心。
And this involves every one of us.
这必须让我们每一个人呢都来参与。
I'm very thankful that the church have new initiatives.
我很感谢主呢，我们的教会呢有一个新的开始。
Upcoming will be this summer, will be our vacation Bible school.
这个要来的夏天呢，我们会有一个新的一个圣经学校。
So already an ongoing program is Mom and Tots on Tuesdays.
我们已经开始了好妈妈的这个亲子时光的这样的施工。
These are outreaching to our community.
这个是我们去接触到社区的一部分的努力。
And at the same time serving them.
我们也是服务社区。
The EnglishCongregation will be going through a major change.
我们的英文的施工呢，会经历一个更大的一个改变。
我们在10月左右就开始改我们的名字。We will change our name from English Congregation to Gaithersburg International Christian Fellowship.
我们会改变我们的名字。
There's a reason for doing this.
我们改变名字是有原因的。
In most Chinese churches, I would say 99%, the English worship is a part of the, they call it English congregation. Basically, trying to reach Chinese people only.
99% 的华人教会的英文事工呢，都是为了这个第二代华人的子弟。
To change it into an international fellowship means we are reaching the world.
我们把我们的名字改成这个国际的这个耶稣基督的施工呢，目的呢是要扩展我们的疆界，让我们呢去接触到不同种族的人。
我们不用这个国际礼拜堂教会的名称我们用团契，因为这个英文团契还是属于盖城华人宣道会。We don't use the word church, we're using the word fellowship, emphasizing this English congregation is very much a part of Gaithersburg Chinese Alliance Church. We're still one church with three congregations. 我们还是一个教会，有分三堂的聚会，但是名称改主要是对方方向又改，内容又改。We change the nature of our outreach. We change the targeting people because the nations had come into Gaithersburg. Last time I think we shared, right, that this is the top three most diverse cities in the United States. 上次我们分享了Gaithersburg, Germantown, 这两个城市是全美国最有最多不同种族的人在我们中间，所以我们应该来跟这些人传福音。So, when we talk about this, we're really talking about renewal. God works something in our lives.
当我们讲这些事情的时候呢，我们真的是在讲要更新，所以神呢会在我们的生命中呢做一个新事。
The Apostle Paul talks about this, that our bodies are getting older, but our spirit are being renewed day by day.
使徒保罗呢就讲到说，我们的外体虽然毁坏，但是我们的内心呢却一天新似一天。
So spiritual renewal, when this happens, is very exciting.
属灵的更新呢是很振奋人心的。
Because we rediscover what faith means.
因为我们重新再发现到底信心是什么意思。
We have a renewed relationship with Jesus.
我们要更新我们与耶稣基督的关系。
We're learning to adore him, to worship him.
我们学习再去赞美他，去敬拜他，去尊荣他。
That our prayers have an impact, has an effect. It's hopeful.
我们的祷告呢会有果效的，会有影响的，是有盼望的祷告。
What would life be without hope?
如果一个生活没有盼望，那是多么的可悲的生命。
What would church be without hope?
如果一个教会没有盼望，那是一个什么样的教会呢？
When God renews us, He reawakens our love for Him.
当耶稣基督更新我们的生命的时候，让我们呢重新对他的爱被更新，被眺望。
In Revelations, the Lord condemned one church that for they have lost their first love.
在启示录里呢，神就责备这样的教会，他们失去了起初的爱。
So can we, when we reawaken our love for God, serving God is a joy.
当我们重新把我们起初的爱唤醒的时候呢，那是一个充满喜乐的服事。
So let's reimagine what is to come for Gaithersburg Chinese Alliance Church.
让我们一起来想象一下，我们盖城华人宣道会 会将要变成一个什么样子。
The elders and the board are here to serve you.
啊，这个长老会呢是在这里呢，是服侍大家的。
But the new wine that is coming is not just poured to them; it is poured to each one of us.
新的葡萄酒呢是不仅仅要浇灌到长老会，是要浇灌到我们整个的会众。
So we have to ask ourselves, and am I open to the new wine that Jesus is pouring out into me?
所以我们每个人呢都要问我们自己这样的一个问题。我们是不是预备好了？你们是不是预备好了来接受神的新酒
？So am I willing for God to do something new in my life？
我是不是愿意让神在我的生命中做一件新事
？In just a moment, we will celebrate Holy Communion.
啊，一会儿呢，我们会来一起领受神的圣餐。
We have our Bibles in Chinese, 新约跟旧约。In the Chinese, it's what? The New Testament and the Old Testament.
我们有我们的圣经，我们有新约和旧约。
So we understand that the old covenant, that's the testament, the covenant is really the law.
我们知道旧约呢很多时候讲到律法。
God gave the law for us to know that we are far away from him. We could not keep all the law. So we are sinners.
神给我们律法呢是让我们知罪，让我们知道我们不能够守他的律法。
But when Jesus came, he said, I am setting a new covenant with you.
当耶稣基督来的时候呢，神说我要把一个新约来带给你们。
One thing about making a covenant, it always involves blood.
当立约呢，永远呢会有血来流出。
In high school, with my classmate, we always form a gang.
当这个有时候在高中的一些学生呢，他们会组成一个帮派。
I don't know if you ever did foolish things like I did.
当我们这样做的时候，我不知道你们可能没有做过我像我这样的一个傻的事情。
We take a knife and cut a little thing into our finger, and then blood comes and 我得给掰兄弟呀，对吧？
我们用刀子把我们的手指划破，然后呢把血流出来。
Yeah, then we'll put our fingers together and say, now we are bonded like brothers.
然后呢？两个人的血呢就流在一起，然后我们就宣告说我们两个人呢我们连在一起了，我们捆在一起了，我们绑在一起了。
And God does that with the Israelites. When he set up a covenant, there was a passage that was sprinkled with blood, and you walk on this path.
神呢做这件也做要同样的事情，是与他以色列人立约让以色列人呢从这个通道呢走过去。
But this was the blood of animals.
这个通道呢就是充满了寄生的血。
When Jesus came, it was his blood that sealed the new covenant.
当耶稣基督来的时候，耶稣基督的宝血呢把我们的把神与我们立的新约呢来确立了。
So let us prepare to receive Holy Communion.
让我们来预备我们的心呢来接受神的圣餐。
I will read in English and then Brother Jolie will read in Chinese. 1 Corinthians 11.For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this in remembrance of me. Whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
哥林多前书第十一章第二十三节，我当日领受传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣在被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的酒所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Jesus said, you do this in remembrance of me.
耶稣基督说，我们做这件事情呢，是纪念主。
To remember somebody means you have a relationship with him.
我们纪念一个人呢，是表明我们与这个人有关系。
Perhaps among us today, we have people who have yet to take that step to say, Jesus, I need you.
可能在我们中间有些人呢，还没有与神有这样的关系。
You can say a simple prayer.
你可以来做这样的一个祷告。
A simple prayer of acknowledging that you need God to forgive you.
这样的祷告就是来承认说我需要神来赦免我的罪。
This prayer is to ask Jesus to come and renew your heart.
这个祷告就是让耶稣基督进入你的心，来更新你的心。
That you surrender your priorities to him.
但是你要把你的主权交给神。
That you will repent, to turn away from your sinful ways.
你会悔改，去转向，转离你以前罪恶的生活。
And trusting God to help you make that change.
来相信神呢，来在你的生命中做那改变的工作。
So this is a sample prayer. You can read this and say it in your heart or say it aloud to ask Jesus to come into your life. To be your savior.
这是一个这样的祷告的一个例子，你可以使用它呢，来邀请耶稣基督进入你的心，来向他承认你的罪，来使他呢成为你的救主，来引领你的生活，过一个新的生命。
Communion is the Lord's table.
圣餐呢是主的桌子。
So if you have made a personal relationship with Jesus, we invite you to partake.
我所有的与耶稣基督有关系的神的子民呢，我们邀请你呢，来一起来领受。
May I ask the communion stewards to come forward?
我们现在邀请呢这些服侍圣餐的弟兄姊妹呢，一起来过来。
So when the elements is passed to you,
当饼和杯递到你的面前的时候。
You can take of it and then we will eat the bread together and when the juice is passed on to you, we will drink the juice together.
当饼到传到你的面前的时候呢，都领受以后呢，我们一起来领受。当杯传到你的面前呢，然后大家都有了以后呢，我们一起来领受。